This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So a few people have asked me the shaila already. Figure we'll preempt the question from everyone who hasn't asked it yet, being that this year Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. It's a Shabbat, Tisha B'Av Shcholis B'Shabbos. So there are many different shailas which come up. We'll discuss over the course of the week. The general approach of the Ashkenazim is that Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos, the Dvarim Shebitzina, such as Tashmish Amita, is Noeg, those Yisurim. But what I want to discuss right now is not necessarily the Yisurim of Tisha B'Av itself, but the preparation one normally takes on the day before Tisha B'Av. Now that it falls out on Shabbos, so how does one go about that? We know that there's an Isser Midrabanan to prepare from Shabbos to Chol. That's what the Gemara tells us. The Mishnah really tells us that there's an Isser to be Mekapolis HaKelim, to fold Kelim. Afilu Arba V'Chamisha Pe'amim Latzinas Amitas Milele Shabbos L'Shabbos It's Mutter. On Shabbos, for Shabbos, it's okay. Avalo Mi Shabbos L'Motzei Shabbos. From Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos is a problem. And the Gemara goes on to discuss that to do things which are being Meichen, to do Tircha, to do things which are clearly for the sake of after Shabbos, that would be an iser of what we colloquially call hachana, hachana me Shabbos l'chol, and that is a problem. Therefore, to, for instance, bring your Tisha B'Av shoes to shul on Shabbos so you have a motzei Shabbos would be a problem. Anything of that nature would be a problem, as we are all familiar with. You're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos on Shabbos for after Shabbos. Even things which seemingly aren't such a tircha, the Paiskim seem to aser. The Magen Avraham talks about even bringing wine for Havdalah, things of that nature, which doesn't seem like it's such a big tircha. Bringing wine so that you'll have it ready for Havdalah still. Anything which is an added, clear added action just for the sake of after Shabbos, that is something which we would prohibit. So the shaila that arises is, of course, you can't do any clear action, which is like bring your shoes or anything of that nature for after Shabbos. But the question that came up was, what about those that have a difficult time fasting and therefore they take these slow-release pills, either slow-release caffeine pill or a slow-release Tylenol pill, things of that nature, where they can't really fast without it or their fast doesn't go as smoothly if they don't have these pills. Are they allowed to take those pills on Shabbos to prevent them from getting a headache the next day, a caffeine headache the next day on Tisha B'Av? They can't do it before Shabbos because it's too early. So what's it different than eating? So there's two. First of all, how do you know you're allowed to eat? So of course, you're allowed to eat. What's the reason you're allowed to eat? Why am I allowed to eat extra? Because I'm filling myself up right now. So the Sefer Chassidim actually says that even though a person is, of course, allowed to eat for the tinus, and we know this year Shavuos fell out right after Shabbos, so everyone was going to sleep so that they could stay up the whole night. Even a person is allowed to sleep. That's because you are doing it for right now, says the Sefer Chassidim, but you should be careful not to say anything. You shouldn't say, I'm going to sleep now so I can stay up tonight. A person shouldn't say, I'm eating extra now, or tell his kids, tell his B'nai Bayis, eat extra now because tomorrow's a tinus. It's still inappropriate to say it. But to do it itself is not considered hachana because you're doing it for right now. So of course, if these items, these slow release pills would work, would begin to work right away, then there wouldn't be much of a shaila. If the slow release would begin right away and begin to emit whatever the power it has is, would it would begin already on Shabbos, so right away it's helping me, then it wouldn't necessarily be a shaila of hachana. It may be a shaila of refuah, we'll get to that in a minute, but a shaila of hachana it wouldn't be because it's starting right away. From what I could tell, although it's not 100% clear to me, from what I could tell, a lot of these pills don't begin to release right away. They don't begin for a little bit after. If a person is fine taking it early enough that it will begin to work, whatever the effects of the pill will begin to work already on Shabbos, so then you have a big milah already, you've gone around any issue of hachana. But assuming that a person can't do it, it won't work. A person has to take it right before the tinus, and then it won't start working. It's a slow release. It doesn't start releasing until 6 hours later, till 10 hours later, till the morning. So then it's not doing anything for him on Shabbos. So perhaps over here, we do have a shaila of hachana on our hands. That's the question which was raised. Now we have to point out that there are two real shailas going on here. There's a shaila of hachana, an iser of preparing from Shabbos to after Shabbos. That's shaila number one. There's also a shaila of refuah. You're not allowed to do anything which is for the sake of refuah. A person's not allowed to take medication. Again, there are many different halachas, many different scenarios where we allow it. A person has to know. It's a big shiloh. When you're allowed to take medication, when you're not allowed to take a medication. But generally speaking, we assume that it's usur to take medication. Again, generally speaking, every person should ask a shiloh in their individual case. But generally speaking, we assume that it's usur to take medication unless a person is a real chola she'ein bo sakana. What's a chola she'ein bo sakana? A chola she'ein bo sakana is a person who has to go to sleep, has to lie down. It's not functioning properly. So chola she'ein bo sakana for sure takes. Even a chola she'ein bo sakana, we say allowed to take. But a person who's not even up to that, he's not going to lie down. He has a little bit of a headache, what we call a mechush ba'alma. So this person's not allowed to take medication. That's an iser midrabanan that they made a gzera on refuah. You're not allowed to take medication. I'll do anything for refuah. Why they made this gzera? So the Gemara tells us it's gzera because of shchikas mamanim. Because a lot of the refuah would entail a person grinding up different herbs and things of that nature. And therefore, if they would allow you to do refuah on Shabbos, so then they were concerned that you'd be in violation of the iser of shchikas mamanim. So the question becomes, when they asked shchikas mamanim on Shabbos, what did they say was usur? Did they say it's usur for a person to heal themselves on Shabbos? Is that what they said? A person's feeling a little sick, a person has a mechush. So it's usur for you to heal yourself on Shabbos. That's one possibility. Or did they say it's usur for you to do a ma'aser refuah on Shabbos? It's usur for you to do an act which is reife, which cures on Shabbos. Now what's the nafka mina? You'll tell me, Rabbi, it sounds like semantics over here. No, there's a big nafka mina. Let's say a person's not sick, and he wants to do something which is a ma'aser refuah. So if you hold that refuah is usur on Shabbos, it's usur to cure on Shabbos. Of course, refuah is only relevant to a person that's a chayla. If you're not a chayla, you're not doing refuah. You can only cure someone that's sick. You can't cure someone that's healthy. That's not considered to be a cure. So if what they usured on Shabbos was refuah, so then one could argue if the person is not sick and the medication that he's taking is what we would call preventative medicine, or such as in this nature, a person's not sick yet, but in this case, he's not sick yet, but he's concerned that he won't be feeling well tomorrow. That's all preventative. So what they asked was refuah. You're not doing refuah because you feel 100% fine now. By definition, refuah means that a person's sick right now. So if they asked refuah, so then for a bari, it would be okay. That seems to be the understanding of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to hold that if refuah is just being taken as preventative measure, refuah is not, the right now I'm not sick, I don't feel poorly now, but I'm concerned that I will feel sick. Right now I'm fine, but I'm concerned tomorrow I'm going to be fasting, I'm concerned that I will have a problem. Since it's preventative, Rav Moshe seems to say that such a thing would be mutter. However, the most poskim assume that Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe himself, seems to be arguing on a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham seems to hold that such a case is a problem. Magen Avraham doesn't understand that the iser refuah is to do refuah. If that was the case, he would agree with Rav Moshe. He would say that you're not doing refuah because the guy's not a chayla right now. But the way the Magen Avraham understands the gzeira is that it's also to do a ma'aser refuah. I don't care whether it's a refuah or not. I don't care whether you're sick, whether you're healthy. I don't care what's going on. But is this act, if someone would see you doing this act, is this act perceived to be an act of refuah? A person's taking medication, a person's taking pill. You say he's doing a ma'aser refuah. Do I know whether he's sick? He's not sick. It doesn't make a difference to me. It's a ma'aser which is generally understood to be an act of healing. Whether you're sick or not, says the Magen Avraham, would be usur. Therefore, the Magen Avraham would ask in preventive medicine. Rav Moshe would be makel on preventative medication. Okay, but even if we're going to be willing to be soimech on Rav Moshe, we still have the problem of hachana. How are we getting around an issue of hachana? So many, many poskim.
According to the Magen Avraham, what about blood pressure pills or diabetic pills? Person has to test.
Okay, so Isha, I don't want to get involved in every case. Every case everyone should ask a shiloh. There are many different kulas in this area. Let's discuss this one case of the caffeine, the slow release caffeine pill. So how do we get around the hachana issue? So many, many poskim hold that it's a problem. It's a real problem of hachana. A person's taking a medication. Again, if it's going to start working already on Shabbos, so then it's fine. But if it's not going to start working until after Shabbos, you're clearly doing an act, which is an act in preparation for La'achar Shabbos, and therefore they say it is a problem. Most poskim that I've seen said lichat chila, that a person should avoid this scenario and should do the following. A person should take the medication that he plans on taking, either the caffeine pill or the Tylenol slow release, whatever it might be. Before Shabbos, he should grind it up into food that he plans on eating during Shalosh Shudas. He should put it either in the yogurt or whatever he plans on eating Shalosh Shudas, grind it up into there, put it in there already, and therefore he'll just eat it. What does this take care of? This takes care of it, two issues. First of all, it's not considered to be a refuah. It's not considered to be a problem of refuah because the place can say that if a person already had the medicine dissolved before Shabbos, he already did an act before Shabbos that he's not taking it in the regular way, it's bishinoi and therefore it's mutter. So therefore, it would take care of the problem of refuah. Also, you take care of the problem of hachana. I'm not doing any clear act, which is an act in preparation. I'm just eating my yogurt. I'm eating my applesauce. I'm eating my tuna fish, whatever I put in it. I'm eating. It's no clear sign over here that I'm doing anything preparation. Therefore, there's no problem of hachana. The best case is for a person to prepare beforehand, put it into food, and then eat that food right before the tainis, eat it by Shal Shuris. Of course, not telling anyone, because once you say it, so then the whole point is already, again, a violation of the Sefer Chassidim. You're saying that I'm preparing for after. But that's the best case scenario. Let's say a person forgot. Let's say a person didn't prepare before Shabbos. So again, many poiskim are machmir. There are many poiskim which are makel as well. And they say that a person, again, don't take it straight, but put it into your food even on Shabbos. And therefore, you get around the issue of refuah, you're taking it b'shinoi, and you get around the issue of hachana as well. Why is it getting around the issue of hachana? I'm taking the medication on Shabbos, and I'm putting it in my food. Clearly, I'm doing that for the sake of the tainus after. So that's a good question. I'm not sure what these poskim are being saimachan. The suggestion I would give would be as follows. There are many poskim that say that hachana is a problem. It's also to be meichin from Shabbos to Chol. But there are many poskim that suggest that there is a kula, there's a heter. For instance, the Gemara tells us if a person has an egg, he's nervous that the egg is going to break. So the Gemara says you could be koifin a lov kli. You could protect the egg by putting a kli on. So ask the Refarshim, why isn't that a problem of hachana? I'm not eating the egg today. I'm going to save the egg for tomorrow. So when I take the kli and I put it on top of the egg, I'm being meichin for tomorrow. Many poskim conclude from this. There are many different answers. It's not so simple at all. But many poskim conclude, you see that hachana is mutter if I am trying to avoid a hefzid. If I'm going to incur a loss by not being meichin, so therefore, it's not considered that I'm doing hachana for tomorrow. I don't want my assets to be diminished right now. I don't want to suffer a loss right now. That's not considered to be hachana. I'm just protecting myself from a loss. It could be that one could view the same thing when it comes to the health of a person, when it comes to the bria, the ability for someone to be able to fast. The way, the strength, how I feel right now, I'd be fine fasting. But I'm concerned that if I don't take this vitamin, I don't take this pill, so I'm not going to be able to, I'm going to start feeling very weak and my body is going to start deteriorating, not in a tremendous way. It's just going to feel very weak tomorrow. So perhaps with that idea, a person can view it similar to a hefzid, and therefore, if it is in fact considered to be some sort of hefzid that a person is going to feel weak tomorrow, he won't be able to focus on the tightness, he will have to go to sleep, all the things of that nature, so perhaps that's enough to matter hachana. But may ikar adin, again, we should advocate that those who enjoy, who like to take such pills before the fast, a person should be makbid to put it into his food before Shabbos. This way, he gets around any shayla halacha l'maisa.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.